Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let's get real, ever feel like a fraud. Like you're just faking it until someone figures out you don't actually know what you're doing. Yeah, that nagging phrase in the back of your head whispering doubts about your abilities. That, my friends, is imposter syndrome. It happens to the best of us, even those seemingly confident people who rot their lives on the daily. But guess what? We're not here to let that imposter syndrome steal our joy or hold us back from crushing our goals. Today, we're diving deep into how to overcome these self-doubts and build unshakable confidence. You ready to slay those inner critics? Let's go. First things first, understand you're not alone. Seriously, this feeling is practically a universal human experience. From brilliant CEOs to award-winning artists, everyone struggles with self-doubt at some point. It's like that awkward feeling of walking into a room full of people who seem to know everything and you're just there, trying not to spill your coffee. But here is the secret. Most of those people are probably battling their own inner demons too. So, let's ditch the comparison game and focus on building our own rock-solid confidence. Now let's talk actionable steps. One super effective strategy is reframing those negative thoughts. You know that voice saying, I'm not good enough or I'll totally mess this up. Well, challenge it. Instead of accepting those doubts as truth, flip the script and ask yourself, what evidence do I have to support that thought? Chances are you'll find that your evidence is flimsy at best. So replace those negative thoughts with positive affirmations like, I am capable, I am learning, or I am worthy. Another powerful tool is celebrating your wins, big and small. Too often we focus on what we haven't achieved instead of acknowledging our accomplishments. Make a list of things you are proud of, that time you nailed a presentation, mastered a new skill, or simply woke up and chose to be awesome. Celebrate those wins because they build momentum and fuel your confidence. Next up, remember that growth is a journey, not a destination. You're not going to be perfect at everything all the time, and that's perfectly okay. Embrace those challenges as opportunities for learning and growth. Remember, even the most accomplished people started somewhere. And lastly, don't forget to practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, just like you would be to a friend struggling with similar doubts. We all stumble, we all make mistakes, that's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up, offer yourself encouragement and support. Remember, you got this. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine walking into a job interview feeling totally confident, knowing your skills are solid and you're ready to rock it. You speak clearly, answer questions thoughtfully, and leave with a sense of accomplishment, regardless of the outcome. That's the power of overcoming imposter syndrome. It's about shifting from fear-based thinking to confidence-fueled action. Think about a time when self-doubt held you back from pursuing something you really wanted. Maybe it was that dream project, a new relationship, or even just speaking up in a meeting. What if you could face those fears head-on and step into your power? That's what we're aiming for here, to help you break free from those limiting beliefs and unlock your full potential. So remember, you are capable, you are worthy, and you have so much to offer the world. Don't let imposter syndrome steal your shine. Start by challenging those negative thoughts, celebrating your wins, and practicing self-compassion. Want to take it a step further? Share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these tips. Leave us a review to show your support, or join the conversation on social media using the hashtag #BuildYourStoicCore. Remember, you've got this. And I'll be here every day cheering you on as you build your stoic core and create a life you love. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.